still making news is Charlie Sheen. He's been on the interview circuit, including a visit with us a couple of days ago at this time. He's been on every major network. He's done every interview imaginable, and he is quite the lava lamp. People can't stop looking at him these days, talking about him these days. And so we thought we would invite our Dunham & Miller show psychologist. He teaches psychology at the University of Texas, Dallas. And he joins us now. Please open the door and welcome Dr. Carlton Maxwell into the studio. Morning, Dr. Maxwell.
Well, how are you gentlemen doing?
Yeah, we're doing just fine.
Good to see you.
Been a
wonderful.
So you have your morning coffee.
There he goes. That sip of the morning.
Yeah, love slurping it down.
Yeah. Quite a way to start a day, isn't it, Dr. Maxwell?
It's a wonderful day.
Now, not only are you a professor of psychology at UTD, but you're a noted author, having authored or co-authored over 3,000 books.
3,200. Wow. And counting.
Congratulations.
I've written an incredible number of books.
A what?
An incredible number of books.
I'm sorry, I got the...
Appreciable
number of books, yes.
Yes. What, do you have wax in your ears?
Well, maybe I do.
And juking, of course. What we're seeing here is that Charlie is having a psychotic episode. This is clearly a man who is not in his right mind. Mm-hmm. He will say things from time to time. Mm-hmm. That will be insightful and accurate, and then other times he says things that are completely crazy and completely nuts.
Mm-hmm. Now, you haven't already written some books about this, have you?
I have. I've written...
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I think, personally, and this is me speaking. I want to make that very clear.
Okay.
Me speaking to you.
All right.
I think that the very key to all this is that Charlie doesn't like himself. You would think it'd be the exact opposite, that Charlie seems very impressed with himself. But I think that this comes from self-hatred, and you have to be comfortable with yourself in order to be healthy and whole and correct in the mind.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense.
And I've written, I've struggled from time to time with my own identity as as a good person.
Mm-hmm.
As everyone does.
Okay.
And I wrote a book. It's called The Man Inside Me by Carlton Maxwell.
Now, what is that about?
Because you have to like the person inside you, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's about getting the man inside of you out and thus freeing you of the pain.
Huh. Okay.
Because let's face it, having a man inside you that you don't like is a tremendous pain in the butt.
Okay. Doesn't surprise me that you have authored that, Dr. Maxwell.
Not unlike Charlie, I feel as if I'm by winning.
Really?
Right?
Yes, because I teach, I write books.
You're winning on a lot of different things.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, I thought maybe you were going in another direction there. But...
No. Bipolarism is a... You thought it was going to mean bipolar. No. Craig.
Well, I thought maybe else, but...
No, bipolarism is a serious disorder, and I've treated many men who are bi. And I ride them hard, urging them to get better, because it's very serious. Charlie says some crazy things. He says he has tiger blood. I mean, what is that?
I don't know.
I'm very interested in this Adonis DNA.
I'm sure you are.
I mean, hey, if that's the case, I want some of that inside me.
This is Dr. Carlton Maxwell with us, our staff psychologist and professor at UTD.
I would like to bring you a few books here.
Oh, good. He brought some books.
I brought a box of books for you guys here. These are brand new. Brand new.
Okay.
Right off the press. This one is, I've written it in association with Chili Davis.
You've done more books with the former big league outfielder than anybody else.
We work well together. It's called Warlock Winning and Whore Banging, The Tender Side of Charlie Sheen. With a foreword by Charlie Sheen.
Oh, wow.
This is another one. This one I actually wrote with Charlie Sheen. I kind of ghostwrote it. He told me, we had interviews, and then I put it down to paper. It's called Sticking a Penknife into the Eye of Your Baby Mama, My Love Affair with Brooke Mueller. mystery relationship.
Sounds like an interesting read.
Mm-hmm. And in response to Charlie's claim that he's a Vatican assassin, I have this new book out called Not On My Watch, Bitch, by Pope Benedict.
Oh, my God.
He actually wrote this. Yes,
like
it's got
that.
The imprimatur.
A quick response to those comments.
And finally, Charlie also wrote this for me. It had nothing to do with this. I only did the illustrations. It's called I May Be a Drug Addict and a Jerk, But I'm Still Better Than Emilio.
Oh,
so,
oh
wow.
And as a counterpart to Charlie Sheen's book on winning, I brought you this. It's a companion piece by Jerry Jones called Losing.
Oh.
It's about his experience with the latest Super Bowl.
Another quick turnaround.
Hopefully Charlie will get over this sort of behavior and can put this behind him. Because this behavior is, you know, obviously very seriously troubling. It's what I call Dale Hansen-type behavior.
You know, I knew you'd be the guy to talk to about Charlie Sheen. You mentioned earlier that you thought that he was nuts, and you're very familiar with nuts. I know that...
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just...
Because
I'm just
I
wondering.
Treat crazy, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
We prefer not to call them crazy
yeah, that's
or nuts or anything like that.
That right.
makes me, when you mention nuts, it makes me sweat a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. And I say once again that Nicholas is with you, your assistant.
Leave it alone.
Assistant mayor. Don't
you, when you walked in, you were awfully cozy with him, I guess, I should say.
What do you mean, cozy?
I guess I'm just wondering, are you having gay sex with Nicholas?
Oh, my God. Craig?
What? That is insane! What are you talking about? That is a serious accusation! I'm gonna come over there and slap you right now, bitch!
I'm sorry, Dr. Maxwell, wait, I'm sorry.
Why did you do that to me?
I ruined everything.
It's kind of... You don't have to ask so boldly, do you?
Well, I didn't know how else to phrase it.
All right, it's 8:50. That's Dr. Carlton Maxwell. Coming up next, a very disturbing